Tuesday, Bahar B'chukaisai, Shir 460. Vayan Yoinasar. So we're holding Perak Aleph Pasuk Mem Gimel. So basically, they thought that Yoinasar was coming, he had good news. Vayan Yoinasar, Yoinasar responded, Vayemer La Daniel, he told the Daniel, Aval. Aval is a change of plans, like we say. Tzadikim anachnu v'loi chatanu, aval anachnu v'aviseinu chatanu, aval is like a change. But, you're making a mistake, aval adeinenu ha-melech David himlech ha-shleimai. David ha-melech crowned shleimai already. So, we're wasting our time. Ha-yishlach ite ha-melech, the king sent as tzadik ha-kayin, as nasan ha-navi, uvene yo ben yada, v'akresi, v'aplesi, v'akivoy, se ha-pridus ha-melech. They rode him on the mule of the king. They crowned him as a king. They came up being sameach, and the city was a tumult. This is the koel that you heard. So basically, he reported that it's over. Shlomi already sat on the kisei hamelucha. So this we didn't have yet in the psukim. But Shlomo was already sitting on the throne. They came to bench David, Hamelach David Leimar. They gave a bracha to David. Yetev Eloikim Eshem Shlomo Mishmecha. The Baruch Shlom should make Shlomo's name be greater than yours. Yigadel Es Kisai Mikisacha. And he should lift up his kisei more than your kisei. Veishtacha Hamelach Alamishkav. And the Melech bowed down on his Mishkav. Apparently David was very sick. Like we said before, he bowed down on his Mishkav. Begam kocha omer ha-Melech. This is what the Melech said. Baruch Hashem aleike Yisrael. Asher nasan hayayim yeshiv al kisi ve'enai royes. David was very happy. This is what Yonasan is saying. That he was zeichet to have a son that's sitting on his kisei. So what happens when there's a big tumult that really has no makim for the whole Adon Yehu made a big tumult, but really it was nothing. It was all Adon Yehu's hoax, basically. So as soon as the rug is pulled out, so everybody went running home. Vayechedu, they all trembled. Vayakumu kol akruim, asher la Adon Yehu, vayelech ish ledarkai. Everything dissipated. Adon Yehu was the goyim of everything, and therefore when he lost his footing, everybody else basically fell apart. So that was the plan to end the rebellion. You don't have to go fight and kill people. You just pull the rug out of the instigator, and then everything else falls. That's what happened with Kayach. Kayach came with the whole Klal Yisrael, Pasuk says. But who was killed? It was only Kayach and Adasa. It was only the people that were with Kayach that got swallowed up. It wasn't the whole Klal Yisrael. And as soon as Kayach was gone, the whole thing fell apart. Why wasn't the rest of Klal Yisrael punished? Because it wasn't their idea. It was Kayach's idea. But everybody else fell. As soon as Kayach fell, so the whole thing was over. Same thing over here. Adon Yehu is going to be the one that's going to get punished. And maybe the other ones also, we'll see. But everybody else went home, and that was the end of the rebellion.